Matthew in Wilmington, North Carolina on 103.1 FM. You're up next. Hello, Anthony. Anthony. Hello, Matthew.
Oh, hi.
Is your middle name Anthony, maybe?
No, I'm just a straight Matthew.
Do you know any Anthonys? Throw me a bone here. No.
The amazing Patrick tries his best.
I know some Anthonys, I do.
Well, there you go.
Hey, close. Thanks for your patience, Matthew. How can we help you? Why are you an atheist?
Well, there's no particular reason. I just am. I guess it's if I was religious, I guess I'd be asking myself the question, why am I religious? I was raised Episcopalian. My father was raised in a fundamentalist Christian sect in England.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself not religious, but I do have a question. I mean, you could ask, if you want to ask me a question, that's totally fine, about anything more precise than why I'm an atheist. But I wonder about something. You know, so many religions, there are so many, and I totally understand how and why they started. You know, people needed answers and felt some kind of unnameable love from life towards life, or from nature toward nature, and a caring for each other, and wanted a framework, and that's great, and I can't disprove any of it, but what all these religions started far away from each other, you know, let's say it's a tribe.
I'm sorry,
people.
Gently, Matthew, I have a feeling that there is at least one reason why you're an atheist, or at least why you're not a theist. What might that be? Mm-hmm. I believe you told the screener you'd want to chat about that. So what is that?
Okay. Well, because it seems faulty that one is discouraged from believing in more than one religion. And if people were capable of believing in more than one, there wouldn't be as much conflict, I think.
What do you mean? So your objection to religion is the idea you can't see how one of them could be true, so it just follows that all of them are false?
No, actually it follows that why aren't all of them true?
Oh, well, I think that's an easier point to answer,
okay,
Matthew, that all religions can't be true because they teach mutually contradictory things. The question of what happens to us after we die would be a good example of that. There's a lot of different options. Some religions say after you die, you'll go to be in the presence of God. You may go to heaven or go to hell. Some would say that you're reincarnated and you continue to exist in another body. Some would say that you join into God and you lose your personal identity, like how a drop of water loses its identity when it returns to the ocean. But they can't all be true. And then you can throw atheism in there, which is nothing. but if you notice that they all can't be true. You can't be in heaven, hell, reincarnated, and lose your identity by returning to God at the same time. They're contradictory. Or what do religions teach about Jesus? Some say Jesus is fully God. Others say he's just a prophet. Some people say he didn't exist. But they're mutually contradictory. So it'd be like if somebody said, imagine, you know, two kids who are arguing. One kid says about who their dad is. One says, my dad is a 7-foot tall basketball player. And the other kid says, no, my dad is a 4.5-foot tall jockey. Well, they can't both be right. So you see how they because they're contradictory, maybe one of them's right or none of them, but it can't be all of them.
Well, when you're talking about the dads of the two kids, those are physical, tangible things,
uh-huh,
whereas religion is something more existential and a wonderful and useful thing. But what I really can't wrap my mind around is how you know,
uh-huh,
that the one you believe in is the one that's true.
Sure.
And that someone else where their inverted pyramid is that they are the descendant of all their ancestors who themselves believed another story, and they fully believe it because it was handed down to them. You fully believe yours, mm-hmm, either, I don't know your personal stories, but either it was handed down to you or you came to it or discovered it. But how do you know yours is true?
Well, I think that
not the other one.
Okay, sure, Matthew. Well, I think that there's an assumption that the evidential value for all religious stories or the value for religious truth claims is the same. They're all just quote-unquote stories handed down. I think that we have good evidence for the reliability of the historical accounts related to the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. We have much more evidence for the reliability of the New Testament documents than we do for other ancient scriptures. For example, the scriptures that describe what Buddha did were written centuries after the fact. We have pretty actually sketchy evidence for what Muhammad actually did. And also for the claims related to the person of Jesus, I find them unique among religions. You know, for example, Muhammad, who founded Islam, never performed any miracles. The only miracle he wanted to give people was the Quran. You're just supposed to be impressed by how beautiful it is. And similar to Buddha, Siddhartha Gautama, he never claimed to do miracles in his own life either. But Jesus validated his life, his claims to divinity, by rising from the dead. And I think we have good evidence that that happened based on the testimony of the apostles and others written just a few years after this event. And I go into more detail with this in my own writings and online at our website, Catholic.com. But I think that we have to move past the assumption all religions have the same evidential value or the same evidence and look at the evidence for each individual one. And I think Christianity really does come out on top, and the Catholic Church comes out on top of all the others.
Thank you, Matthew. Please say hi to your friends named Anthony.